Well, I'm very pleased to welcome, well, welcome back to Fremantle Shipping News, Joanna Robertson. Welcome back, Joanna.
Good morning, Michael.
Well, the reason we are here is that you've just been awarded by the City of Fremantle the Community Citizen of the Year Award for the category Active Citizen. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm very, very pleased, overwhelmed, and it was a very emotional thing to be given an award like this because it means so much for a city to recognise how much all of us who work in, all of us who are free, independent people working in the city, we all just love this place and just do what we do because we love doing it. And to be recognised is amazing, amazing.
Well, it might be for the forthcoming, the upcoming Cadogo Irish Aboriginal Festival that's about to take place. We've had one in the past, of course. But I suspect it recognises the events you've been running here in Cadogo at Bathurst Beach, Fremantle, one of the most idyllic settings on the planet, in my humble opinion. So, really well done. How many years have you been at it here?
I set up Cadogo Art House 23 years ago, and when I moved in here, it was an empty shell of a building. And it just leaked. It was very run down, very dark, not much lighting. In the main studio, there was just some of the old lighting around the edge of the room. But every time it rained, I'd have to get 11 buckets out and put them in a row along the building. It was a very challenging place to make work. In the back studio, I put in shelving, and that's all sort of counterlevered against the wall so that there's no nail in the wall. It's all, everything is propped against, you know, weight. And it's just the most extraordinary and magical place, I think, in the world. I've been all over the world. And it was interesting, last Saturday, I had a wedding. It was two Irish people and a lovely Irish couple. And they had come on a blind date to the first Irish Aboriginal Festival, which was, we're doing our third one this year. And they'd come on a blind date and they fell in love with it. And interestingly, he'd got tickets for his girl, you know, this girl that he was going to take out, and the tickets fell through for his event. And she said, oh, listen, I won two tickets on the radio, Irish radio station here, for this Irish festival, let's go to that. They went to it, they fell in love, they loved the festival, and they got then engaged and they got married last Saturday at Cadogo Art House. And I said to the groom the next day, I said, how was it? How was your wedding? And he said, it was the best day of my life. I think Cadogo Art House is not just one of the best venues in Australia, I think it's one of the best venues in the world to get married at. As you know, Michael.
As indeed I know. I mean, it's, one says this wholeheartedly, I really don't know any settings just like this. The deck outside is magnificent. It sounds like I'm doing a promo, but it's so easy to do, and you do it so well. You've got so much energy, Joanna. Where does all that energy come from?
I'm energized by ideas. And I was sitting here in the studio talking with a friend of mine last night, just going, I think he does his own business and ideas and tech and stuff. I said, I think we're the luckiest people in the world because we absolutely love what we do. I love what I do. I exhaust myself by continually seeing a possibility and then actioning it. So everything, like with this festival idea for the Irish Aboriginal Festival, for years I've been friends of Aboriginal people. When I first came here from Ireland, I was actually living in America for a couple of years before I came here, and I came here 32 years ago. I wanted to meet Aboriginal people. I was an artist from Dublin. I'd done a 5-year fine art degree in Dublin. I was lecturing a lot in Dublin. I was an artist in residence in America for a couple of years in North Carolina. And I really wanted to meet Aboriginal people because I think a lot of people overseas are curious about Aboriginal people and Aboriginal art, as we are about perhaps the Inuit people of Canada. When we sit here, we read stories and hear things and watch movies. And so it was fantastic for me to come here to a land where there were an indigenous race of people. And then the first art course, and I, for many years, I was famous for running art courses. The first art course I ran was I hired Indigenous Art Gallery in Subiaco and hired an Aboriginal artist in residence who was there and got a group of people to come and pay so that we could pay him and to listen to him telling stories. So that was the first artist I employed. And we were, and there were Australians at that, Australian people, you know, in their 60s and 50s, and they said they'd never met an Aboriginal person. They'd never talked to an Aboriginal person. They'd grown up here, and it was their first time. And from then, I wanted to meet Aboriginal people, and I'm lucky enough to count many Aboriginal people as my close friends.
Well, it says something else about Australia, how important migrants are, making you a migrant, and the perspectives that people bring, the things that people see, that people perhaps who've been living within a landscape for a long time don't, the things they miss, the things they're ignorant about. So congratulations for doing this. And the concept of the Irish, of course, being involved with the Aboriginal people, both groups having been dispossessed by imperialists over a long period of time, is inspired as well. As you say, there's been two, I think I said earlier, one, two earlier festivals. And now the third Irish Aboriginal festival is about to happen. What's going to happen?
Okay, so when we started the first one, John Clare and Anne Atkinson, who are both Irish friends of mine here, we came up with the idea to thank the Irish, thank the Aboriginals for taking care of the Irish, because when the Irish came here, in the early days, it was against their will. I came here because I wanted to come to Australia, and I came here as a migrant with one suitcase. But a lot of them came here because of the famine and the hardship and terrible things that were happening in Ireland. They came here against their will. They were ostracized by society, and they were on the fringes dwelling with the Aboriginal people. And many formed families with the Aboriginal people, friendships, and did journeys. So we thought that we need to tell that story, but we couldn't bring any Irish artists here because we were in lockdown. And doing a festival during COVID times is just completely, like, it's the highest risk you can possibly take in running a festival. But we thought it was worth doing, and we knew until, you know, the last minute that we could cancel at any time. And what we did was we invited artists, musicians in Ireland to pair up with an Aboriginal person here who they'd never met, and the Aboriginal didn't know who they were, like Luca Bloom. Luca Bloom is a really super famous Irish artist.
He tours the world.
Amazing, isn't it? Yes. Amazing. And a young Indigenous artist here, who hopefully we'll meet early this morning, he's coming to visit and write some music, Kenneth Dawson, he's from the Kimberleys. Kenneth gave me a poem, and I recorded him telling me a poem, a story about how important the country is to him, and we sent it to Luca Bloom, and Luca Bloom wrote a song, and then they co-produced it, performed it, where Luca, we projected on a massive screen from Ireland, and Kenneth was here playing live on stage their song that they had co-written. Susan O'Neill, who's a superstar as well, Susan O'Neill, I met a few years ago when she toured with Sharon Shannon, and she performed at the Fenian Festival.
Great night, that was.
She's amazing. And so I contacted Susan. I said, would she write a song? And Walter Maguire, who is a Noongar elder and a great friend and part of the founding of this festival, he sent her a story, a love story, explained the love story. And she wrote a song. Now, this is incredible to get these people. And also Steve Cooney. Steve Cooney grew up in Australia. He's now considered like the most incredible Irish musician of traditional music. He sent us a song, and we project that. So we had several artists from overseas, but they weren't physically here. And that, and I looked at the Maritime Museum wall that's in facing Cadogo. That is convict built stone wall, and I know for a fact that there were Irish slaves building that. But I know for a fact that they would have had unwilling Aboriginal people helping them who are not acknowledged. And I felt it was important for me to project the musicians from Ireland performing on that stone wall. No whitewashing it, no putting up a screen. I wanted the wall to come through and to say that this is hand built by people who are here against their will or forced to make that. So that there's sort of that layer is there. But so that was the beginning, and a lot of the Irish people, the Egans, the Maguires, the Haydens, those are all Irish names. Therefore, my thesis is that the men, majority it was the men, the Irish men, who gave their names to those Aboriginal Irish babies because they were proud of them, they loved them, they liked them. And I felt that the story that has never been told properly about that men can love their Aboriginal child. They weren't all barbarians. You know, and so we've heard a lot, and a lot has been written about the horrors of the first settlers, but also what hasn't been written is the love stories. So that was the idea, and then to gather the love stories. So one very exciting thing about this year's, well, I've got lots of good exciting news about this year's festival, but one of my friends, she's an Irish musician here, Charlotte Gagan, she told me about an Irish Dublin singer called Eddie Sherlock. He's lead singer of The Rattling Kind in Dublin. It's a band. He's fantastic songs he's written, and a lot of them about social injustice in Ireland. Anyway, he's never been to Australia, and I listened to his songs, and I thought that he's great. And I sent him a message, and I said, I'd like you to come and perform at the festival. I would like you, but the deal is you've got to write a song with an Aboriginal person you've never met before. And he came back to me immediately and he said, I've never been to Australia. I don't know anything about Aboriginal people. I've never thought about Aboriginal people. I am very happy to write a song. And I thought, you've got the right attitude. Great. And then I met with, I thought for a long time about who to pair him with, because I know many Aboriginal people. And I contacted a friend of mine, an Aboriginal lady who's got an extraordinary story. She's in her 70s. I sent the story to him, and within 3 days, he had, on what Monday 2 weeks ago, all day and all night, he'd written this incredible ballad that tells her story.
Wow.
Which is the story of an Irish doctor who came here, very well-known name, and he was working in regional Western Australia, and he fell in love with an Aboriginal lady. He rented a house, a cottage, so she could live there with her children for 7 years. He died young, and when he died, she was no longer able to be protected by him, and she and her children were put into a mission up in Moore River, and he was buried in a pauper's grave because of the scandal. So the song that Eddie's written is a love song from the grave, from the doctor saying to his daughter, who's still alive, she's 95 and a half at the moment, I love you, and you know, I think of you, and I want to dance with you.
Oh,
you
saying, see, starting to tear up.
You will cry when you hear this song. It's so beautiful. So he's going to come over. He's going to perform the song for the first time here. I've contacted Sundown Studios in O'Connor to record the song, and it will be sung all over the world, telling the story of the Stolen Generation.
How long's the festival on for?
3 days. Always St. Patrick's Day weekend, so whatever weekend falls around the 17th of March. So luckily St. Patrick's Day this year is Friday the 17th of March, Saturday the 18th, and Sunday the 19th of March. And I hope that everyone comes. I want it to sell out. It's a boutique, small festival. We don't have many tickets, but I want it to be a festival of friendship. When you come as guests coming and buying tickets to come to the festival, I want you to go up to Aboriginal people and say, tell me your story. So few Aboriginal people have ever, they've said they've never been asked, what about their Irish past? That they've got Irish ancestors and no one has ever asked them that. They, because of the colour of their skin, they're asked to do Aboriginal stuff, but they actually identify with their Irish grandparents. And talk to everyone. And these musicians, Tony Curtis, who's this phenomenal poet who you know.
Oh,
from
no, it. Tony, he's beautiful.
He's
poet.
So beautiful. And he wasn't able to come out the last 2 years because of the lockdown, but we projected him up on the screen. And Tony will come out. He's coming out at the end of Feb. And so he'll be here quite a bit before the festival, meet Aboriginal people. He's been coming for 30 years. He's a fan of Aboriginal people. So he will produce new works. We've got Stano, who's a multimedia, very, very well-known Irish artist. And he will do some experimental story, sound, music, and he captures stories, and he'll be doing an installation in the White Gallery. And then we've got McCaun Magan, who is a very well-known documentary maker, journalist, author.
And writer of a couple of fascinating looking books here, 32 Words for Field and Listen to the Land Speak. Now, Aboriginal people can understand those.
Well, that's why we've invited him. And he hasn't actually, he's very well known in Ireland. He's got TV shows and everything. And I contacted him, and because what he's an expert on the Irish language, and he's an expert on how Irish people throughout history have such a strong connection to the land, the spirit world, and all the things that we've got in common, the Irish and the Aboriginal people. And so I've asked him to come out and to just be, and to just be here for 3 weeks, connect with the Aboriginal people, and find as much as he can that that is common between our languages, our connection to the country, and for that story then to be told. The more we tell how much we have in common with Aboriginal people, the less there can be racism, because the more you realise that we've got so much similarity in how we use language, etc.
Well, you discover that people are people and we're all members of the human race.
Yeah, friends, yeah.
Now, David Milroy's performed here regularly. Is he back this year?
Dave Milroy is amazing, and he and Lucky Oceans are great mates. They're going to play together with Dave's band. They're going to be the headline act on the Saturday night. And I just love working with him. So he's going to hopefully collaborate with a very famous person from America.
Wow.
About who's got Irish connections, and you'll hear more about that, to write a new song. And we have the Struggling Kings, Eddie Sherlock, who I've just been telling you about, he's going to be playing. But we've got wonderful Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal artists performing.
Well, you mentioned the Maguires. I mean, the Maguire family, they're just such a fantastic group.
Fantastic people.
Apart from everything else they do and they are involved in, they're also musical.
Yes, so they're lovely singers. And so Walter Maguire plays the guitar as well. And his family, Meg, his wife, and his children, Lucy and Alona. Alona is a superstar artist now.
She is, isn't she?
Lucy is an act, just finished at Whopper. She's an actress, she's a singer, and she's going to write songs with an Irish musician, and they're going to perform as a family with Irish musicians backing them up. So there'll be a lot of Irish musicians backing up Aboriginals playing with Irish, and it's the journey. It's like working out the songs together, meeting each other, having a laugh, changing things, and working together. Trusting each other, you know.
It's going to be just a fantastic 3 days. Whereabouts is it going to happen?
So Cadogo Art House is on the beach. If you haven't been to Fremantle, it's right on the beach. It's a lovely old stone building right on the beach. But we haven't got enough room here for everybody. So what we've done is we're going to put a picket fence around the lawn, and we're also going to put a picket fence around some of the sand just beside the pergola. So that I can put tables and chairs and we can have conversations out there. And then we'll have projections on the Maritime Museum wall, all at Bathers Beach, which is this pristine, incredible beach. Bring your bathing togs. And also on Sunday, we've got a family day. So I've got a ceilidh, which is an Irish dance, happening down the windy path there. And I want everyone to dance at that. I've got Kenneth Dawson, a Gunyani man, who's going to give us some moves so we can do a flash mob dance thing on the beach. I've got some AFL players and Irish GAA players going to play some friendly footy on the beach, and we're all going to join in. So it's going to be a day of participation. We'll start with a breakfast, a big Irish breakfast, and Brian Dalton will be playing music. And I just want everyone to get together and just have a blast.
Magical. You're going to have a kayak race off Bathers.
I should. I've got a couple of kayaks. Maybe we could. Maybe we could.
Joanna, we'll bring this to an end shortly, but this, by the sound of it, may be the best festival yet.
I'm not sure. The first one
was magical,
hard to beat.
Because
it was
the
full
first.
Of magic. And what I love, I mean, you know, that first festival, it was against all odds we delivered it. And when we were doing it, there was something I felt out there. It was otherworldly. And I said to one of the Aboriginal full blood friends of mine, is full Aboriginal, I said, Kenneth, I felt that there were spirits and ghosts walking amongst us. It was very moving. Walter Maguire's Welcome to Country and Smoke and Sand was something that it just gave me goosebumps. It wasn't like anything I'd ever experienced before. And I said it to him, and he said, yes, but couldn't you see them? And that's something the Irish and the Aboriginal have in common, is yes. the belief in the spirit world and how you live with spirits and how you... And I think that was something, and I hope that happens again.
Well, I'll make sure I seat myself near the Irish and the local traditional owners so that yeah. I'm protected from yes. some of those crazy yes. things. Joanna, to wrap up, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Heart, from the deepest parts of my heart for you winning this. It's beautifully framed. You'll treasure it, I know, for a long time. People really do appreciate what you've done here at Bathers Beach. And we look forward to this
Thank
third
you very much.
Aboriginal Irish Cadogo.
And everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome.
Everyone's
all
welcome.
Ages, all races, all denominations.
Just a great, the only thing yeah. people have to be aware of, they need to get their tickets very quickly.
Yes,
because
yeah, please
there is a
do.
Limit.
Please do, we're keeping it small. Thank you so much.